This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
Lucky enough to have Hollow Cove's Ryan Henderson on the phone with us. How you going, mate?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, awesome, brother. Whereabouts are you from? Whereabouts do you reside?
I'm currently on the Gold Coast, but I grew up in the Redlands.
Oh, beautiful. So, Brizzy. Brizzy born, which is good, mate. Firstly, how did you get into music?
I think my parents like always played music in the house, and we always had a piano, and I had piano lessons as a kid. But my parents took me to a music festival down in Woodford. I don't know if you've heard of
heard of it. Yes.
Yeah. So they took me there, and the year that I went, some friends dragged me along to go and see this band, and I was like, oh, I probably won't like it. Like, it's all acoustic sort of stuff, and I wasn't really into that type of music. And they dragged me along, and this band played, and I kind of just fell in love. And after that, I ended up picking up an acoustic guitar, and I started learning a bunch of their songs, and eventually just ended up, like, really just falling in love with acoustic music.
That's awesome, mate. That's where it started for you. How many more instruments have you learned from there? Are you still just on the acoustic?
I still play piano a fair bit, yep, and acoustic and electric guitar, and dabble in a bit of the harmonica. nothing too crazy.
Hey, look, a harmonica, mate, I'm honestly not going to lie to you. That's something that I really wish I could dabble in. It's something that, you know why? Because you can pull it out at parties anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, anyone can dabble in a bit of harmonica. Buy one and blow into it.
Do you have to know how to play it, or can you just wing it?
Oh, look, for it to sound good, it does actually take a bit of skill. But
maybe you should learn it, Drew.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You give me confidence, mate, to go try that. Let's talk about your new music, mate. Your new single, Evermore. Where did this come from?
So the other guy. So it's me and another guy, Matt. Yep. And him and his brother, they wrote a song for their sister for a wedding day, and performed it as she walked down the aisle. And when I heard the song, I was like, oh, man, it's, like, really beautiful. And so me and Matt ended up working on it together, and we were on tour in North America, I think in 2019.
Yep.
And some random guy just reached out, and he's like, hey, like, I see you've got a day off in Toronto. Would you want to come and record a song?
Oh, wow.
And and we were like, oh, yeah, like, sure, why not? Like,
Canadians, mate, they're so nice.
Oh, so friendly. And so, yeah, we just, like, went in. We had one day. I was, like, so tired, and, like, we played the show that night, and we just went in and recorded all this stuff, and like, recorded everything just in a short amount of time.
Got to take the opportunity when it's there.
Yeah, and then he just, like, put it all together and sent us a mix, and we're like, oh, this actually sounds great. So ended up releasing it.
What about a life of a musician? Really tired the night before one night, recording the next, and now you're here. It seems like a pretty cool journey, mate. Obviously, you've not been able to travel too much because of, we call here at 98, the Voldemort virus. It's obviously been, has that been hard?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a very different year for us. In the years prior to the Voldemort virus, we had been touring a fair bit and doing a lot of stuff overseas as well. Things have, like, slowed right down in terms of traveling. Well, slowed completely down. But we were pretty lucky. Like, when it all started, we were, like, both kind of looking for a different place to live separately. Yep. And then I messaged Matt, and I was like, hey, like, maybe it would be a good idea if we try and find a place and set up a home studio, because we might not be traveling for a while. Yeah. Like, we don't know how long this is going to last. And so we ended up finding a place that had, like, a kind of like a granny flat set up out the back of the house.
Yep.
And we just bought a bunch of recording gear and set up a little home studio. We didn't really know what we were doing. We were just like, hey, we'll learn. Like, and we were lucky that we had some friends that know a lot more than us, and they came and kind of gave us some tips and pointers and kind of showed us how to use all the stuff. And so we've just been in there most days this past year, just writing, recording, working on new music. So it's been productive in that sense.
Well, it sounds like it all worked out in the best way possible for you guys in the last year. What's your goals for 2021?
So the goal is to get a new album under the belt. So yeah, the last year we've done a lot of writing, a lot of recording, and this year I guess we're going to just keep writing, keep recording, and just see how much we can do. Like, we were chatting the other day and we've got probably 9 songs that we've finished. And I was just saying, like, it'd be great to write and record another 10 and just then pick the best from that and kind of aim to have an album ready for the start of next year.
Well, look, mate, we hope you go well. I mean, I'm sure, look where you've come from, the story that you've told us so far, it seems like a pretty cool journey, and I'm sure the journey's going to get better and better. All the best with everything. I mean, like I said, it's only going to get better from here. Thanks for coming on today and having a chat to us. Really appreciate it. Would you like to introduce your song?
Sure.
Whenever you're ready.
Is it Evermore?
Evermore, yep.
Okay, sweet. Hi, this is Hollow Coves, and the next song is Evermore.
I felt you from the start. It grew inside my heart. It changed me from that day. This love I can't contain.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.